With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hearings are ramping up for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees.
Senate Armed Services Committee Chair Roger Wicker says Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth will face questioning on January 14th. The former Fox News host and veteran has been visiting Senate offices to get support from Republicans.
I'm trying to understand him.
Hegseth has told senators he wouldn't drink while Defense Secretary and pushed back on reports of misbehavior. Utah Republican Senator John Curtis says neutral may not be the best to describe his view of Hegseth right now. Maybe open-minded.
I want the president to be very, very successful in all his endeavors, and this is among the highest for me of the responsibilities of the president to get this right.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Pentagon is looking with concern on China's military buildup targeting the island of Taiwan and its relations with Russia.
The Pentagon report says China is expanding its nuclear force, has increased military pressure against Taiwan, and has strengthened its ties with Russia. Those actions are accelerating key areas of conflict with the United States. A senior defense official warned that Beijing is working towards developing a more diverse and technologically sophisticated nuclear force. While the expected number of nuclear warheads has maintained consistent growth, China is broadening its targeting abilities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President-elect Trump has delivered a likely death blow to bipartisan congressional budget negotiations, rejecting the measure as full of dick giveaways to Democrats. Billionaire ally Elon Musk whipped up outrage toward the bill and cheered on Republican lawmakers who announced their opposition. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,123 points. This is SRN News. 'Tis the season for Christmas miracles.
It seems to happen every year. People dropping crazy amounts of money into the kettles of Salvation Army bell ringers. In Des Moines, Iowa this month, someone deposited a gold South African coin worth almost $3,000. A bell ringer outside of Kroger in southern Indiana found a gold nugget in his kettle, estimated value $50,000. The Salvation Army's annual Christmas campaign accounts for a big chunk of the Christian ministry's annual budget. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Syria are warily celebrating the ouster of strongman Bashar al-Assad, even as they wonder what the new regime will bring. Many Syrian Christians, who made up 10% of the population before Syria's civil war, either fled the country or supported Assad out of fear of Islamist insurgents. Syria's new leaders are being urged to respect the rights of religious minorities and women. This is SRN News. There's been a snow tire recall.
A company that sells replacement winter tires is recalling over 500,000 of them in the United States. That's because they don't have enough snow traction to meet North American standards. Prinks Changshan Tire North America is recalling certain Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country tires with three peak mountain snowflake symbols on the sidewalls. The company says the tires passed European tests, but likely wouldn't meet traction standards in North America. U.S. safety regulators say tires without sufficient snow traction can increase the risk of a crash. The company is working on a way to fix the problem. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The owner of Britain's Guardian newspaper has confirmed that it has sold The Observer, the world's oldest Sunday newspaper, to Tortoise Media for an undisclosed fee. The Observer is a bastion of liberalism in the U.K. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.